Okay, so taking a moment to settle into a comfortable position for today's meditation. You can either choose a comfortable seated posture, or you're welcome to lie down as well if you prefer. But just really finding something that feels right for you today and in this moment. If you're seated, finding the connection points of your bottom, of your feet on the ground. And trying to sit in an upright position that's not strained, but that feels alert. And if you're lying down, feeling all the contact points along the backs of your legs, your feet, the back, and the arms as they rest on the ground. Really bringing yourself into your own body. Noticing how you're feeling. Any physical sensations. Maybe you can even start at your feet and work your way up your body and just take notice if there's any tingling, differences in temperature. Any uncomfortableness. And knowing that at any point throughout this meditation practice, if you're experiencing any body pain, to just take a moment and pause and direct your attention to that body part and give it a little extra of your attention and see if that helps. But knowing that you don't need to sit through or lie through any pain. So, if needed, making any adjustments. And today's meditation is going to be a befriending meditation, a very simple one. And so, to help get us into that space, becoming attuned with your breath. Feeling the inhale and the exhale. Really trying to feel that sensation of your breath in your body. Exploring. You can even place a hand on your belly or your chest if that helps you. To feel it in your body. And if at any point in today's practice your mind starts to wander, trying to be kind to yourself and know that this is part of the process and that all you need to do. It's just acknowledge that you've had a thought. You can even name it. And then gently bringing your attention back into your body and into your breath. So now bringing to mind a person. Or a being, such as a pet, to your mind that makes you feel really good. Someone that makes you smile, maybe makes you laugh or feel connected. It could be a best friend, a family member. Someone else who supports you and loves you, or some other living being that you feel really great when you're around, or even when you think about them. So, bringing this being or this person into your mind's eye, really picturing them, imagining what they look like, seeing their face. And feeling what it's like to be in this presence with this person or this being. What does it feel like for you? Does it make you feel joyful, calm, warm, or some other emotion or feeling? What does it feel like to be in the presence of this being that you feel a great connection or love for? And as you're imagining this person and being in their presence, bringing your attention now to your body, and seeing if you can notice how it feels in your body. Do you feel a warmth? Or a sense of calm or relaxation at all? And if not, that's okay. It's all right if it's difficult to pinpoint a feeling in your body. You can just simply return your attention to how you feel, if that's the case. And as you're now realizing the impact that this person has on you and how you feel, connecting with the thought that just like you, this being or this person wishes to be free from suffering. That they also would like to live a life that's safe, where they feel peaceful, where they can be healthy, and where they can live with ease. So really feeling that commonness, that common humanity between yourself and this other being. And maybe taking a nice breath in and out here. And now we're going to bring some of these wishes more directly to this person or being. So I'm going to say a phrase, and then you can repeat it inside of yourself as if you're saying it or wishing it towards this person or being. So we'll start. May you be safe. And we'll repeat it more than once. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy. May you be healthy. And finally, may you live with ease. May you live with ease. Taking a moment to see how that feels for you. to share these wishes or these words with this being or person. Being sure to not hold any tension or tightness in your body. And if you notice this, just taking a moment to give your attention to that place in your body. And just letting go of anything that's not needed. So really feeling the importance of these words, and we'll say them again, but just really wishing these words without any attachment to whether the person is receiving them, and also without any hesitation about the current reality surrounding that person, things that we have no control over, that person has no control over. And so we repeat the words again. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy. And may you live with ease. Going inside a moment and feeling that. What is it like to give these wishes to this person or being that you love so dearly, that brings you joy? And if your mind is wandering, as you do this or as you reflect, we can bring ourselves back to the main words of the phrase and use these as a little bit of an anchor. And if these words aren't resonating for you, you can of course substitute your own as well. So I'll begin again. Safe. Peaceful. Healthy. Live with ease. So imagining now again, stepping back a little bit from giving and wishing these things to someone else. Just picturing yourself again, maybe being in the same space as that person, that being. And just enjoying being in the presence and having shared some goodwill. And really feel that throughout every cell of your body. You can even place a hand on your heart if you like, or on your belly. Maybe even expressing some gratitude for this person or being, for being in your life, for having the opportunity to connect with them. And then releasing your hands if you've had them against your body. And now bringing your attention to yourself, still with that person or being close by. But now you're actually going to direct these same wishes, the same lovingness to yourself. And so I'll guide you through the phrases again and just experiment a bit with saying it to yourself inside, or you can even speak it. So we begin. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be healthy. And may I live with ease. Noticing how that feels for you to say these things to yourself, to feel them. And maybe it's difficult. We're not always used to turning our attention inwardly with such kindness. So if you're finding this difficult, just returning your attention back to your breath and back into your body. So to help with this, what we're going to do is actually now express these wishes, but not just to yourself, but to both of you. Okay, so to make it a little bit easier, how the phrases are going to go are like this. May you and I both. Okay, so I'm going to guide you through it. And really picture this person or being again beside you or in the same room. And you can repeat after me. May you and I both be safe. May you and I both be peaceful. May you and I both be healthy. May you and I both live with ease. So really connecting with how that feels. Does it feel any different to do it that way compared to when you were directing those wishes just to yourself? And there's not one way that's better than the other. So simply finding out for you in this moment today what's working for you. And we can try a shortened version of that one with the wishes to both of you. So this time we'll say, may we be safe. May we be peaceful. May we be healthy. And may we live with ease. What are you feeling right now? If it's a pleasant feeling, taking a moment to really acknowledge that. And even trying to name it. Maybe it's something like, wow, that feels really nice. Or I feel very warm. And if you don't have a pleasant feeling, maybe it's been difficult. And it's bringing up some difficult emotions or sensations for you. And if that's the case, that's fine too. That's your experience today. And you can do the same thing, just noticing it, naming it. You could say, wow, this is really hard today. I feel a tightness in my chest when I try to give loving kindness to myself. And just whatever the emotion or the feeling is, positive, pleasant, difficult, just allowing yourself to be with that today. Nothing needs to change, just being. So visualizing your entire body again, visualizing the other person in the room with you, taking a moment to express gratitude again to that person, to yourself, for that relationship, for the time you've spent together, the time you've had, and perhaps the time you'll have again. And then gently releasing your attention on that relationship and that person, focusing again towards yourself. And we'll offer a final round of kindness and befriending to ourselves. And I'll say the words, but you can still change any of them for what you feel you need in this moment. So may I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be healthy. And may I live with ease. So, bringing your attention once again to your body, noticing how you feel, and slowly, as we end this meditation, feeling the groundedness of any of the contact points of your body with the floor, or the couch, or the chair. You're welcome to place a hand on your heart or your belly if you find that comforting and helpful. And when you're ready, slowly opening your eyes and gently moving and stretching to bring yourself into the space at the end of this meditation.